Okay.
Thomas Howes, a renowned award-winning author and boxing historian. Canelo Khan, Fight Week. Just give us a bit of historical context in terms of the uphill mountain that Amir has to face this week.
Well, this is interesting because most big events are built around big fights that the public has wanted for a long time and is looking forward to with great anticipation. And here, the fight is almost an afterthought. Nobody really saw this coming. The general view is that it's not going to be a competitive fight, that at some point Canelo will hit Amir on the chin and end it. But at the same time, Amir does have skills. So you know, we'll see. Amir has a mountain to climb. He's never fought above 147. He's fighting a guy who will probably come into the ring around 170 pounds. And Canelo takes a good punch. He hits hard. Amir, you know, can move. He can try to stay away and stay out of trouble. But the assumption is that at some point Canelo will catch up to him.
Obviously, Canelo's renowned as a big puncher, but are his boxing skills underrated as well?
Canelo's boxing skills have gotten better. Of course, what everybody thinks of in that regard is the way Floyd Mayweather really whitewashed him and almost embarrassed him. But Canelo was good enough to outbox Austin Trout and Arislandi Lara, who are two people with very good boxing skills. He won both of those fights, and the Lara fight was a close one. And Amir, the assumption is, just doesn't have the punch to keep him honest. So he'll just keep coming forward until he whacks him.
A couple of Brits have caused shocks in America. Lloyd Hunnigan springs to mind more recently, Kell Brook versus Sean Porter, but I guess you can count the number of Brit upsets in America on one hand.
Well, Lloyd Hunnigan over Donald Curry was a huge upset. Kell Brook over Sean Porter wasn't, but you just had a pretty big upset in football. And that was not just one fight, one punch. That was over the course of a whole long season. One of the wonderful things about sports is that once the competition starts, nothing you've done before matters. It's only what you do now. There's a saying in boxing, you're only as good as your last fight. No, you're only as good as the fight you're in now.
And Amir Khan has been in some very exciting fights, particularly in the USA.
Amir is fun to watch. There's no doubt about that. He hits. He's there to be hit. His fights are usually action fights. What I hope is that he doesn't run. Obviously, he shouldn't just walk into the buzzsaw. But boxing is about contact and combat. And, of course, also, Canelo's pretty good at cutting off a ring. He has mastered that. I'm sure what Amir did was he looked at the Mayweather-Canelo fight and said, I could do that, but I don't know that Amir has Floyd's boxing skills, and I don't know that he has Floyd's chin.
We've touched on it briefly, but if Amir was to cause an upset, what shockwaves would that reverberate around the boxing world?
If Amir scores the upset, I don't know how wide the shockwaves will be. Obviously, it'll have certain economic ramifications because Canelo right now is seen as the number one pay-per-view attraction in the sport, and that would take something off his luster. I assume that if Amir won this fight, either there would be a rematch or a huge unification fight with Kell Brook.
Finally, Thomas, British boxing is on the crest of a wave right now. 12 world champions. Is that having an impact over here in the States? Are people taking interest in the British world title lists?
Right now, there are more champions, and I put quotations around the word champions, from the UK than there are from the United States. And that's not something we're used to seeing in the colonies. But you also have to look at what it means to be a champion, because the term has been so badly devalued. And that's one of the things that hurts boxing so much, is that in every sport, the point of the season or the series or the match is to crown a true champion. You know, you only have one champion in the Premier League. you don't have four gold medal winners in the 100-yard dash at the Olympics, but that's what we have in boxing. So the focus has become more on who the marquee fighters are rather than who the champions are. That's why there's so much interest in Canelo. Canelo can claim that he's the lineal middleweight champion right now, but everybody understands at this point, until proven otherwise, the best middleweight in the world is Gennady Golovkin. So what people should do is enjoy this fight for what it is. It's a competition. It's a chance to see how each guy tries to solve the puzzle in front of him. Hopefully it'll be a great fight.